You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. This is the show Unconventional Orthodoxies, every Thursdays at noon, where I try to kind of curate a playlist of music that I think should be performing much better commercially, so that can encompass a variety of genres, but I tend to focus on pop, dance, EDM, disco, kind of that vibe, usually some rock, alternative kind of stuff in there mixed in as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving break. We are first going to be starting off with In My Room by Julia Wolf, but beforehand let me play my favorite college radio PSA.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
All right. Like I said, we are going to be starting with In My Room by Julia Wolf, a song that apparently my sister was surprised when she said I hadn't heard of this artist. I thought it was really well done. I'm very excited for you all to listen to it today. This is how we're starting. This is In My Room by Julia Wolf. Hope you all enjoy.
I want your things in my room. I miss you all the time. I stalk myself on the internet just to see what you'll find. I want your things in my room. I miss you all the time. You make it look so easy, leaving everything behind. When it's dark out, October will cure me. I'm walking these woods and I 30 or 13. Not asking for much, man. Thought maybe you'd call me. I slid my own door just to say if you'd warn me. Yeah. I want your things in my room. I miss you. Stalk myself on the internet just to see what you'll find. I want your things in my room. I miss you all the time. You make it look so easy, leaving everything behind.
And that was In My Room by Julia Wolf. Definitely your classic kind of pop rock track. Definitely a little bit of alt in there. Reminds me of Lizzie McAlpine a little bit, honestly. Next up, we've got Old Shadows by Alice Phoebe Liu, staying in the alternative lane for now. Really, this entire project, named Oblivion, came out in October, really jumped out to me as a great body of work when it comes to the alternative lane. So this song specifically, I really liked. This is Old Shadows by Alice Phoebe Liu.
Sharing it with me, and it takes some getting used to. Oh, you're sharing it with me, and it takes some getting used to. Old patterns.
And that was Old Shadows by Alice Phoebe Liu. Definitely a very somber track there. Very, you know, love a piano ballad. Very focused on what the lyrics are and what they're trying to say. So I love how just emotionally intelligent the song is. the message that it's trying to send is very, very profound, and I like it. You know, she did a great job vocally as well. So props to Alice Phoebe Liu for some great tune and a great album, Oblivion. Definitely recommend to hear the rest of it if you'd like. Next up, we've got Gravity by Virginia McNaughton, singer-songwriter as well, more so in that same alt lane. So starting off the playlist with the very much sort of the fall winter vibes that I think we're all feeling in final season. Yeah, very excited for you all to hear this. This is Gravity by Virginia McNaughton.
Seize the day.
And that was Gravity by Virginia McNaughton. Definitely European vibe a little bit from that. And I love, you know, a song that really builds up with its production as it goes on. Super, very fun repetition with the gravity aspect of the chorus. And that really fun production as well. A little more upbeat, I would say. But still a bit of the alt vibe for sure. Yeah, well, very well done. Love that song. Next up, we've got Zombie Ants by Jaguar Glass, a more so rock tune. All of these songs, I'm realizing, have been released in October of this year, so definitely very much so the fall winter vibe, I guess, from these songs. But this one's, I think I would say a little more upbeat than the last couple, but I hope you all enjoy. This is Zombie Ants by Jaguar Glass.
Thank you.
And that was Zombie Ant by Jaguar Glass. Definitely a alt rock tune for sure. I love like the little bit of the surfer, what I at least like call like surfer production in mixed in there. I really like it. I really, really like it. I think it's very well done. The kind of music that I honestly should be listening to more. Yeah, so next up, we've got Blow Away by Caitlin Bick, or Bick. I'm not exactly entirely sure how to pronounce her last name, but more back in the pop, more so entering the pop lane with this one. I wanted to put another song of hers that I liked a lot more, but unfortunately, far too explicit. This one is not, so that's the one that gets chosen. Yeah, like I said, very pop. I believe the girl is from L.A., so if there's like a specific L.A. pop artist that you really like, that's the kind of vibe that she's got. So yeah, hope you enjoy Blow Away by Caitlin Bick. And that was Blow Away by Caitlin Bick. Definitely very horn heavy with that production. Super interesting. Yeah, so very, I guess, like relatable lyricism as well. Pretty cool. Unfortunately, not the song that I necessarily wanted to play from this artist, but still a cool vibe. Very, very much so this modern kind of a pop vibe that we've been seeing. So hoping she gets bigger. Next up, we've got Slip Away by Jewel Owusu off the End of Everything pop album released this year. She has got a lane for sure. I think Jewel Owusu is doing some really interesting pop. This, is, I believe, is like a debut EP, not an LP, not quite there yet, but 8 very good tracks. Slip Away is what I wanted to highlight today, and I hope you all enjoy Slip Away by Jewel Owusu.
A long Saturday, Then my memory traced. You asked me to dance, was dared by a friend. Was I not charming enough? Can I slip away?
And that was Slip Away by Jewel Owusu. Love the faint guitar that starts coming in there. Very lush production there. And very good vocal delivery as well. I really, really enjoy this song and the album as a whole. I think it's quite good. Very good, just pristine pop. Polished pop is I think what they call it, right? So highly recommend listening to The End of Everything by Jewel Owusu if you enjoyed Slip Away. And next up, we've got Delusional on Sunset Boulevard by Pearly Drops off of a very creepy album cover known as The Voices Are Coming Back. Also, I guess, ominous album cover, album name, and album track as the opener, but it's more so alternative and very interesting, I would say. I really like the music, and I hope you do as well. This is Delusional on Sunset Boulevard by the Pearly Drops.
I think I just got older.
And that was Delusional on Sunset Boulevard. Very, very cool opening track. Definitely sets the tone for the kind of record that The Voices Are Coming Back would be. If you all are interested in that more, like, I guess, creepy-ish kind of vibe, alt, very weird vocal delivery and all that. Very interesting. Probably bit of a stretch, hoping for something like that to be more so commercially successful. Still found it interesting enough to be put on the playlist for sure, though. Next up, this is not something I usually put on the track, on the playlist at least. This is also a song by a man, which is not something, again, that I often do on this playlist. This is Small Change by Don West, a contemporary R&B track. Came out last year. I just found it interesting, honestly. I think it was a very cool sounding song, and I thought you would all be interested to hear it. So, like I said, this is Small Change by Don West. Hope you all enjoy it. And that was Small Change by Don West. Super, super upbeat track. Very, I guess I would say, not necessarily contemporary R&B, but more so soul or even jazz, very jazzy production there. And incredible vocal performance as well from Mr. Don West over here. Very much so a song that I've been listening to lately to lift my spirits. And I like this guy. I mean, I usually don't enjoy, but I think that the male voice to listen to, honestly. But I think his delivery is super well done. The production is stellar. Something I've been coming back to a lot more than I expected. So props to Don West for broadening my horizons, which is what I try to do with this playlist anyway. So great job there. Really appreciate that. Next up, we've got Precious by none other than Jay Stevens. I've put her on the playlist before. Massive, massive fan of this artist. She does a great intersection between pop and R&B. Released two EPs and then put both EPs together, added some additional tracks this past October to create, her first full-length album, Total Sellout. Absolutely amazing pop artist. Cannot believe she's not doing bigger, or she is not bigger. She's got an incredible vibe, incredible production, incredible vocals. Everything you want in a pop artist is Jay Stevens. And this is one of the newer tracks that she released. This is Precious by Jay Stevens, and I hope you all absolutely adore it.
To make a mess, I don't need saving. I got motives. I like roses, but I like it more when he can steer it and control it. I don't do slow burning like my yearning automatic. So caught up in semantics, too romantic. Get me graphic, where's your baseline? Why are you so shy? Cross that fine line. This ain't my first time. Don't talk.
And that was Precious by Jay Stevens. Truly incredible R&B influenced pop music. Just no one's doing it like her. Honestly, I love her so much. She's an incredible artist. I really hope she goes places. She's putting so much effort and work into her music. It's clear, it's obvious as day. And I hope the best for her commercial success in the future, because truly incredible pop music from Miss Jay Stevens. Next up, we've got Sammy by Sarah Crone. I think this is about a breakup. See the album cover here, and it's pictures of the artist Sarah Crone with blurred out images of a guy, flowers all over, which is, I think, a very interesting imagery. Very excited for you all to hear this. This is Sammy by Sarah Crone. Please enjoy.
Sammy, okay, maybe I exaggerate, but I'm a hypocrite who would still feel betrayed. Sammy, I'm wishing I was kissing you.
And that was Sammy by Sarah Crone. What a pretty song, honestly. And I love that incredible bridge buildup and how everything comes to a head lyrically, production-wise. Very smart building of a song, for sure. And someone who is doing some great alt pop rock music. sometimes a girl with a guitar is just truly all you need to be. Writing your own songs, putting what you want into the world. It's very respectable, and that's what I love to highlight on this playlist, because so many people out there doing that kind of vibe who aren't receiving the success they deserve. So yeah, great job with Sarah Crone's Sammy. Next up, we've got Only in the Dream by Jane Kelly. More so back to the alternative, bit of a folk influence on this one as well. This one really spoke to me. I thought this was gorgeous, gorgeous song. And I hope you all enjoy it as well. This is Only in the Dream by Jane Kelly.
Different part on the road, different state. But if I stay a bit, they'll make me pay for it. Feel the full weight of their thoughts and their hate. Get completely consumed when I walk in a room, but I'd stay. And there's no took once had us broken and deep on the hook. Well, I know who we are. I don't care how it looks. Take me back. Take me back to the place where I told you my name, where no amount of water can stifle the flame. Take me back to the world where we're one and the same.
And that was Only in the Dream by Jane Kelly. Very, how do I even begin to describe? I think it's like a song that has a very specific vibe to it. It's just builds up in this way with that vocal delivery that's very, I don't know, it sounds old-timey to me. Like very Victorian, I think is a great way to put it. Didn't sound American to me at all. Not entirely sure where she actually comes from, but just a great, very specific, definitely folk delivery with that, with vocally and production wise. I thought super well done. I think the one thing that was missing, needed her to go a little bit more crazy on the vocals there, but otherwise really well done. Really enjoyed that. And next up, I think we're going to have a song that I really enjoy. That's one of my personal songs of the year. This is Swan by Not For Radio. If you do not know, this is actually Maria from the Marias. Very large group that's gotten, had a great about year and a half, I think, commercially. So very excited for that. However, Maria decided to pursue a solo project under the name Not For Radio, released an album named Melt this past October. October is very much so, I guess, a very popular month to release music in. But this album really stood out to me. Similar, but different enough from the stuff that her band usually does that I really enjoyed it. This is Swan, in my opinion, the best song on the album. Swan by Not For Radio. I hope you all enjoy.
Love you like a swan would. Could love you too.
And that was Swan by Not For Radio of the Marias. Very, very cool track. Glad you all enjoyed that. This, I think, I'm going to put one last song for you all while we wrap up here. This has been Unconventional Orthodoxies. Thank you all so much for tuning in every Thursdays at noon. So glad you all enjoyed the playlist this week. Ending off, I think, with Striking Vipers by Chanpon. Thank you all so much.